This is Kelly Blewett. Today, I review a book worth reading if you care about American poetry and its history. In What is the Grass? Author Mark Doty examines Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, a uniquely American poetry collection from the 19th century that includes Song of Myself and Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. The latter poem is so famous that Whitman's words from it are inscribed on the Brooklyn Bridge. Leaves of Grass is a unique book, in part because Whitman kept rewriting it. The first edition included only 12 poems and came out in 1855. It was typeset by Whitman himself. The last edition, referred to as the Deathbed Edition, came out in 1892 and included hundreds of poems. Why did Whitman obsessively return to this work instead of, say, publishing several smaller collections? Mark Doty, who is a poet and a professor at Rutgers University, addresses this question and more. With a professor's erudition, Doty puts Whitman in context, explaining what New York in the 1850s felt like, analyzing photographs that Whitman chose to accompany the book as they compare to more traditional portraits, and sharing remarkable anecdotes of Whitman with his contemporaries, Emerson and Thoreau, Alcott and Stoker and Wilde. This careful historical work is balanced by the passion Doty brings to Leaves of Grass as a reader. Doty explains why the poetry collection was such a big deal, how it reimagined the conventions of poetry by passionately and insistently addressing the reader. In fact, the most common word in Leaves of Grass is you, a strikingly informal second-person address that invites an intimate connection between the poet and his audience. Doty takes this invitation seriously and brings his whole body and soul to his analysis, explaining how certain lines of poetry stand out to him on reading and rereading and teaching, and how his own life experiences, such as living in New York, coming out after marrying a woman, frequenting gay nightclubs, and cruising the beach at Provincetown, shape his approach to the poems. Doty feels passionately connected to Whitman across space and time, the sort of erotic and emotional kinship that Whitman sought to establish with readers through his second-person address. By interweaving the personal, the intellectual, the emotional, the sexual, and the cultural strands of his own history with Whitman's, Doty offers a unique contribution to our collective understanding of the poet. The last line of Whitman's magnum opus is famously, and I quote, "Failing to fetch me at first, keep encouraged. Missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere, waiting for you," end quote. Doty's search for the sources that energized Whitman's genius put this promise to the test and offers sweet returns for both Doty and his readers. For more information on this title, visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.